Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing our discussion about the foreclosure crisis and how it's still impacting homeowners. My guests are Marcia Griffin, founder of Home Free USA, and Gary Plummer. He's an ownership advisor with Home Free USA. They have an event coming up on tomorrow from 10 to 7 at 6200 Baltimore Avenue. That's near East West Highway. Where is that specifically, Marcia?
Yeah, it's in Riverdale.
In Riverdale.
In Riverdale, Maryland. There exactly.
From 10 to 7. So if you're struggling with foreclosure, worried about possibly losing your home, you may want to head out tomorrow from 10 to 7. Actually, you may want to get there early.
And look, even if you just need information about your financial situation, we have got to really focus on our money. We've got to focus on our credit. We have to use that foreclosure crisis that really impacted African-American communities in particular in a very positive way. And there are lenders like Ocwen and many other ones that are giving really high on modifications, and we want to be able to help you to get a modification if it's possible.
Jasmine calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Jasmine. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. My question is a tad bit different. So I'm a first-time home buyer, and I'm looking to purchase a foreclosure property, and my realtor keeps trying to deter me from purchasing a foreclosed property, saying that the equity would be at a much lower rate. And I wanted to know if there's any truth to that.
Gary?
It really depends on the properties that you're looking at. I can tell you a lot of cases with short sales, they take a lot longer than the conventional or the traditional home buying process.
Why is that?
Well, because sometimes those properties are REO or what's called real estate owned by the bank. And therefore, the bank is looking for one number to negotiate, and that realtor might have another offer completely different than what the bank has. And then also, there might be other offers. So what happens is those investors look at those offers that are out there. Some cases, those things can take as much as 90 days for that offer to come back. And what happens is many homeowners or potential homeowners get discouraged. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why your realtor is advising you as such, because some short sales take a long time.
And look, when you're talking about a foreclosure, you're talking about a very tenuous legal process, really, and the paperwork and all of that can become difficult. Your realtor is probably trying to get you into a home as quickly as possible. Yeah. And there is some value to that because, look, the prices in this area, whether you're in Maryland and particularly if you're in D.C., the prices are just going up and up and up. So you want to try to get, if you're thinking about buying, we need to really look at it right now and make sure that you are going to get approved. And so you're doing a good thing.
Jasmine, thank you so much for your phone call. Let me go to Lennox. Lennox calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Harold, thanks. This is a great one. You know I like talking about money. So, hey, here's my sit rep. Bought in 2009, mm-hmm. House immediately dropped like 60,000. Now I'm back above, and because the house has gone up, taxes have gone, and now I'm getting hammered with the payment. And I had been paying more, but now it's like I can't even hardly buy anything down. I was told that I should go ahead and try to do a refinance, but if I do a refinance, all I'm doing is putting back up to 30 years where I was initially.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't want to, it feels like I'm going backwards if I do that. So help, what should I do?
Well, let me just say here, you're not going backwards, you're going forward. And the mere fact that your home has, has now the value of your home has increased, that is a really good thing because in many cases and in many cities that has not happened. I would highly recommend that you come on over either tomorrow or call Home Free USA. If I could give the telephone number, Harold, 301-891-8400. That's 301.
Say that again.
301-891-8400. 301-891-8400. You can also go to homefreeusa.org. That's HOMEFREEUSA.org. And my suggestion would be to come over, give us a call, and speak to one of our homeownership advisors that focus on tax issues. And you know, that's what you need to really, we need to focus on that and see how you're going to come out of this in a positive way, and you can.
That's an excellent point, Marcy, and I completely agree with you. But also, if he would just come just to see what options he has available, because it could be a Fannie or a Freddie loan, which those loans, they are looking to do those homes and looking to refinance or, in many cases, give you a modification that might put you back in an affordable situation.
It's not. I wish it was, but it's not, unfortunately.
Mm. It's a conventional loan?
Because of people I've talked to trying to refinance it before, they have said it didn't qualify for the, I think, the HARP program.
The HARP program, yes.
Because they looked up my address and said that it wasn't covered under that the program.
Certainly. And there is a Fannie and a Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac lookup that they can look up the address and confirm whether or not it is. But also, once we look at your budget and look at your financial situation, depending on the lender and the investor, they might be looking to give you some assistance that way as well. So I would suggest highly that you come to the event tomorrow.
And where is that again?
It's at 6200 Baltimore Avenue in Riverdale, right at the corner of East-West Highway. East-West Highway, 6200 Baltimore Avenue, right there at the corner. We'll be there from 10 until 7. Call. All of our homeownership advisors will be there, as well as the mortgage services, the lenders that are servicing, many of them will be there. And we'll talk to you privately about who your lender is and what can be done.
Okay. Thanks. This was really great info. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck to you, Lennox, and thank you so much for listening. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Carl calling from D.C. Carl, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm trying to find out exactly the people that you have on the program tonight. Are they actually assisting people in foreclosures and giving them the information that they need for the foreclosures? And when they're sitting down at couples or man or woman are sitting down at a closing for a home, are they properly giving them knowledgeable information about what is actually taking place?
Gary?
That's a good question. I have almost 30 years in the mortgage industry, starting out years ago as a loan officer assistant, became a senior loan officer and a sales manager. And I am now a homeownership advisor counselor. So not only do I know the guidelines, the procedures, and the terminology, but I also understand what the debt-to-income ratios that you need to qualify for the loan. But also, once you get that pre-approval, we go back and look at your budget and what's an affordable payment, what's good for you. Because the worst thing you want to do is buy a house and end up being house poor. So you want to make sure that you work with someone that is not only experienced, but someone that is going to look out for your best interest.
One of the, and if I may, because I think what Carl is really trying to get at, and you referenced this earlier, Marcia, whether we're talking about a new home buyer or somebody who's trying to prevent foreclosure, is that, you know, Carl, you're not in the real estate business, I would imagine, right?
No, but I'm very knowledgeable about mortgages.
Okay.
And
the reason I say that is because a lot of people don't know what they don't know. Okay. And you know, if you don't do it for a living, and I think what he's, you know, kind of getting at, Gary, is a lot of people don't know what to ask. And I think that really makes people nervous about the process.
Mm-hmm. As well as what mistakes to avoid. You know, I think that there are some things that a home buyer and or a homeowner, some things that should or should not be done. But your point is a good one because, you know, so often, particularly when people are buying a home, they think, and then they just jump on out there and start looking for a home. And immediately when you don't have all your ducks in order, when you're going to really find a place that you absolutely love. Then, you know, you're working with the realtor. Then you go to a loan officer and or any lender that you want to deal with, and your loan may or may not be approved. And I want to say here that right now in the African-American community, 51%, approximately 51% of all loans are denied. And that does not have to happen, but the loans are denied. Now, I'm talking on the home buying side because, you know, the credit score has not been checked. The package really needs to be a certain way so that the underwriter can approve the mortgage. There are some things that need to be put in place, but you're exactly right. Having the information before you get out there is critical. You know, dealing with people that you can trust is critical. And you should be able to kind of feel that with people that you're with and ask a lot of questions. And it's good that, you know, if you know a lot about the mortgage business, but I think your point is right, yeah. Harold.
Carl, what is it that you wanted to know?
Marcia, Gary, this is what I found out. And let's begin with the closing. You sit down at closing and you're signing paperwork and you're looking at the people across the table as if they are there to help you. If you don't go into closing with the understanding that the power is in your hand, your signature, that's where the power is. That's where the money is. People have a mortgage or they're financing a car. They can't finance a car or get a mortgage without their signature. Neither can the finance company or the bank go anywhere and get the money.
So, Carl, let me stop you because I'm not understanding your point.
My point is just what you said before. What you don't know, you don't know.
Okay.
And people use that against you when you sit down at closing.
I see.
There is a deed. Deeds or...
Let me without getting too much into the weeds. I think your point is correct. There's an old saying, an informed consumer is the best consumer.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How do you get informed? This is what I had to do.
Yeah.
I had to look at this for about 3 to 4 years before I finally found out what was going on.
Well, I can't. Hold on. I've got to stop you because I'm coming up on a break, and I want Gary to just really briefly talk about why information is important. And suffice it to say, whether you take 3 months or 3 years, however long it takes you to know what you feel comfortable with is important. Real quick, Gary, before my break.
Thank you. One of the good things is that you want to make sure that you're dealing and working with someone that's working on your behalf, number one. Number two, what I always advise my clients to do is because you get those closing documents or the closing disclosures at least 24 hours before you go to closing, allow an experienced set of eyes to look at that for you. Because you're right, there are some people that can place some charges on there that might not be charges that are legitimate. So you want an experienced set of eyes to look at that. And the bottom line is you want to make sure that the person that you're dealing with and the person that you work with is someone not only that you can trust, but someone that is going to be working in your best interest. Because the truth of the matter is, once you sign that dotted line, it is your home. So you want to make sure that you are working with a good, experienced, HUD-approved advisor.
I got to take a break.
Go ahead.
Carl, thank you so much for your phone call, and good luck to you with whatever process you're attempting to move through. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about foreclosure. Give us a call. We'll be back in just a moment.